Hey, Bob here, and welcome back to the Your Virtual Upline podcast, where we give network marketers the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, Bob here. Welcome back to the show, episode 423. Today, I am going to be addressing something that I see happening a lot in our profession today that really needs to be addressed. Somebody needs to really point this out and speak up about this. It's when someone leaves a company and then thinks that it would be a good idea to then in turn trash the company and trash the people that they left as a way to make themselves and their business look better. This is one of those practices today that it just makes me sick. And so we've been on kind of a little bit of a trend here on the podcast. I kind of feel like I'm preparing to film an expose or a documentary on all the things I don't like about our space, except I'm not trying to tear it down. I'm trying to build it up. And this is something that I just think really needs to stop. I don't know that it will ever stop because people are people, but we need to really be more vocal about why this is wrong to try to keep people from doing it in the future. So let's talk about this. Here's how I'd like to frame this discussion today. You want to know how you really find out who someone is as a person, not the person they want to pretend to be on social media, but here's when you really see someone's stripes. Throw a little bit of adversity or challenge their way. And when I think about adversity and challenge as a leader, as we're growing our team, there is none bigger than when someone leaves to go to another company. Now, here's what most people do, and this is what I see all over social media today, is that they start trashing the company and the people that they left, thinking that this will make me and my new thing look better in the eyes of the people that are watching, right? Or they trash the person that they left, right? Thinking that if I just make them look bad, that it's going to make me look better. Now, why do people do this? Well, because short term, it actually can and often does work. Here's why. Because when you're on someone's team and this happens, what it creates is a lot of confusion and fear. I actually had this happen to me before. In the first company that I was in, my upline, so like my big mentor, left the company that we were in and went to a new company. And I can remember what it was like to just be an average distributor in that company. It was almost like overnight in an instant, everything that I thought I knew changed. Like my whole world shattered, my belief shattered. And I remember being really confused and thinking, why would he do that? And even more so, why is he now like trying to trash the company that for years and years, and even like weeks before it happened, was still saying this is the greatest thing out there. Like, I just felt so confused. And here's why people do this, is because people are easily manipulated when they're afraid and they're confused. And so what happens is, out of this fear, people that leave, they prey on this and they get people to make decisions to go to another company without really thinking through the true considerations or making an educated decision. But long term, it always winds up biting them in the you know what. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this happen. And, you know, that person goes to company A, and then 6 months later, they're in company B and then C. And then before you know it, they're completely out of the profession. And you want to know who suffers? Not the leader that just kept getting people to follow them and they made a bunch of money up front, but the actual normal people like us that believe what they're saying and follow them. We're the ones that get hurt. And what I want you to recognize is this, is that the good quality people on your team, they see right through this nonsense, right? And so what winds up happening is the people you really want to follow you wind up avoiding you like the plague, because they watch you and they see what you're doing and they see the way that you're leading. They see the lack of integrity that you have as a person. And they say, I will never follow that person. I'm not going to align myself with that. They understand that real leaders, they don't build their thing by trying to tear someone else's thing down. All that really is in your own self-interest. Look, if you truly value and you truly care about people, You don't treat them differently just because you don't make money off of them anymore. But here's the dirty truth that nobody really wants to talk about. You want to know most of the time, you want to know why people leave? They don't leave when things are going great and when their business is growing. They leave because their business is dead. Because it hasn't been growing. It's going backwards. They've lost their rank. Their check is half of or a third of what it was before, and there's nothing going on in their team. And you want to know why that's happening? Because they aren't working. Because they've been mailing it in for years, and they're not doing the things that a leader's actually required to do. They're just collecting a check and they're doing the minimum. And listen, I'm sorry if the truth hurts. So when they leave, the real, only real opportunity they have to build the new thing is to try to tear down what they already built, and even worse, go destroy other people's downlines. And what they do is they take advantage of the position and the visibility and the influence they had in that first company, and they go and they destroy other people's stuff. Because what's the alternative? Well, they actually have to work. They actually have to get back into the trenches, and they have to find new people, and they have to build something, and they're not willing to do that. Because if they were willing to do that, they wouldn't have even left in the first place, because they just would have done it with their first business. Hey, Bob here, and I want to invite you to check out a brand new program that we just released called Transformed. If you're someone that's tired of all the transactional strategies that are being taught to you, and you're looking for a more authentic way to grow your business that's aligned with your values, then we created Transformed for you. You get to work with myself and my team over the course of 14 days, training and coaching and implementation support. And I'm going to teach you a totally new approach to growing your business. Look, the path forward in 2024 is not just building a bigger business. You've got to learn how to build a better business. And that's what I'm going to teach you how to do. So check out the details in the show notes of this episode. You get all of that stuff that I mentioned. Here's the best part: for less than $10. Hope to see you inside of the program. And listen, I realize I'm generalizing here, and I do want to acknowledge this. I know a lot of people, there are plenty of people that leave a company and they do it for legitimate reasons and they do it with integrity, right? And it actually winds up being a good thing, not only for them, but for the people that they left. It's a win-win situation. And I also know people that, and this is the rare individual, this is how you know you're really following a leader. It is the rare person that can genuinely still celebrate and cheer someone on, even when they don't profit off of their efforts anymore. But what these people don't do is they don't immediately turn on the people they left, start trashing them, the people that a week ago they were professing were their best friends and that they love, and then now they're trying to destroy everything that they've built. What I want you to realize is when your team, when people see you do this, it plants a seed of doubt in their mind. Because your lack of integrity, which is what all of this is, it actually erodes your influence over people, right? Because like they're watching you do this and you want to know what they're thinking in the back of their mind. Well, if she could do it to her, she could do this to me too as well. And so what happens is you get this kind of wave of people that go over and then they see the way that you're leading and showing up in the world. And they're just thinking, this is not the kind of person that I want to be. I'm not going to follow this person. And so here's where the opportunity is. Because I counsel and I coach leaders through this all the time. And the very first piece of advice I give them is this: listen, don't get caught up in the drama. You have what is arguably the best opportunity of your career right now to show the people that have been following who you really are. Don't get caught up in the drama and now it's a back and forth war, because you're just as bad as the person who left at that point. Rise above it. And I know this is not easy to do. Look, I've had this happen to me. I've had a leader leave, attack my character, share lies about me and say things that were hurtful. And man, did I want to blast back? You better believe it. Did I type up lots of posts that I never post? Like, you know what I'm talking about. You've done this. You've typed the post up. And I was like, oh man, I want to hit send. And then it was just, I just don't do it, Bob, because it's just all you're doing is feeding into it. And this is your opportunity to show people that you are a leader that leads with love, not fear, that you have integrity, that you value people, that what it will do is it will affirm your reputation. It will give you more influence over them. And if you don't trash the people that leave and you just rise above it and focus on the ones that are here and get out there and find new people that don't even know all of this drama, here's what will happen is you'll leave the door open for the people that are manipulated and do follow this other person that realize that it's no different in this company. Because wherever you go, there you are. And now they're in a company that they didn't even really love the products, but they just followed this person. And they're like, wait a minute, that's the kind of leader I want to follow. I want to go back to this company. And many of them will come back, but they won't come back if that door gets slammed shut. But what I also want you to realize is this. It's also an opportunity for you to grow. Look, I truly believe this. I believe that people are assignments. And I believe that the most difficult people that we encounter in our business and in our lives are really nothing more than an assignment from God to help us grow and develop our own character. And so that internal struggle, right, that wanting to all that is that's you growing and becoming more emotionally mature. And so what happens is if you can get through this and you grow and you become a better leader, and in the eyes of other people, they're looking at you in a different light, then that will always benefit your business long term. But we need to stop this. Like, we need to also speak up. This is one of the reasons why people don't like what we do. You know, we profess all the time and we get frustrated. Why don't people respect our profession? Why do they look down on us? Well, here's the thing. How can you expect people that are not in this profession, that are watching you on social media, following you? How can you expect them to respect you and what you do for a living if we don't even respect ourselves? Look, the way that we treat each other is going to determine the way that people look at us and the way that they treat us. And so rise above it. View it for what it really is and recognize the opportunity. You will always come out on top and you will always win, I promise. That's my message to you today. So hope you got some value out of this episode. If so, do me a favor, take a moment, share it with somebody that you think it could help. You know, that's really the biggest way that we grow this podcast and this community is through referrals and you telling other people. And so I'm just really grateful anytime you are willing to do that, because you telling someone else about what we do may change their life in a positive way. So thank you for that ahead of time. But I'll see you soon on the next episode. Take care.